talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines again of history in the making. And another unbelievable piece of skullduggery from the Republican Party in Wisconsin. Now, we've talked about Voss setting up the fake Gableman, kind of lame version of a cyber ninja, to simply roam around the state at taxpayers' expense, pretend to look at things, say that now he wants to look at voting machines. Voting machines are just pieces of metal and plastic. It's when you put memory cards in them, it's when you put the software in them, that's where the data is. He didn't know that in the first, he went, I want to look at these machines. I want to look at them myself. Make sure on the up and up. Hey, look it. You want to look at the toast, not the toaster, okay? Toast is just a piece of metal. You got to put the toast in it. And this is even more than that. The idiot, sort of a simpleton, malevolent Voss hiring a simpleton. Wears a beanie with a propeller on it. If you hand him an ice cream cone, he'd stab himself in the forehead. This is the kind of guy he is. Anyway, $680,000, and I've already said that he's hired his own lawyer. Because, you know, he doesn't know anything about law. He doesn't know anything about elections. He said he doesn't know anything about elections. He's doing this to find out about elections. Well, who cares? He can go audit a course at one of the UW system colleges and take Poli-Sci 101 and learn a lot about elections. But in any event, here's a new development that's really beyond belief. Voss is the Speaker of the Assembly, and even though he is the boss, he's the guy basically in the lame duck legislation that passed that the Republican Supreme Court upheld. The Republican gerrymandered legislature has a lot of Evers powers now, even though they lost statewide. They lost the gubernatorial election, and Voss is wielding that, and he also is wielding some of the attorney general's power, even though their attorney general was beaten. Republicans said, that's okay. We lost the state elections. It's okay. Treasurer, lieutenant governor, secretary of state. Okay. But a lot of that gets turned over to the Republican Party anyway. That's what happened. And nobody put up a peep practically about it. Well, now the Senate, you know, there is a state Senate in this state. There is a state Senate, 33 state senators, there are 99 assemblymen, there are three to a Senate district. They want to flex their muscles, such as they are, quite atrophied, weak muscles. Their guy, LeMahieu from Oostburg, no one knows who he is. If I said LeMahieu, you go, what? Or you say, Gesundheit. You know, look, I mean, nobody knows LeMahieu, right? Nobody knows LeMahieu for good reason, because LeMahieu has not done anything. So now he is starting to flex his muscles. Believe it or not, the state Senate is going to just now, they've announced they're going to do their own election audit parallel to Voss's in the assembly to show that they have some chops, to show that they exist. And it's at state expense. Voss it started out by saying that at state expense, and he did this, by the way, to appease Trump, because Trump took a shot at him personally during the Republican convention earlier in the summer or late spring. And he was so afraid, the next day he hired Gableman, and Gableman signed a contract. So he says to Trump, okay, I'm compliant. Please don't criticize me. But then he lied. He said Gableman will be paid only $44,000, and there'll be only four cops. They'll get $9,000 each. So that's 44 plus 36. That's about $80,000. A little while later, he goes, well, I misspoke. It's not $80,000. It's $680,000. Oh, really? Really? $680,000, is it? State taxpayer expense. Then he said Gableman can hire whoever he wants. He may do more than that. This is a flexible amount. won't turn over records. And he says, okay. I haven't read the records. What? You're authorizing the payment of 680 grand on a rolling basis, maybe more. And you don't read it? Yeah, that's right. I trust Gableman. What are you crazy? Under the lame duck, you're effectively the governor on these things. And you don't even take a quick peek as to if these are fraudulent invoices. Okay, that was bad enough. Now LeMahieu, a new country heard from. There's a cheep, a chirp. Chirp, chirp, out of the weeds comes LeMahieu. I want some of that. I'm doing some of that. I'm going to hire somebody too. You know, it's hard to hire somebody as simple as Gableman, but they're around, especially in the Republican Party. Wearing propellers with beanies on, or beanies with propellers on them, stabbing themselves in the fart with an ice cream cone, baby Huey types. And he'll find one. Guy will want what Gableman got. They're not going to come in at less than 680. They're the Senate. There are three assemblymen for every senator. So maybe they'll pay the guy three times 680. He'll hire some muscle too. There'll be more out-of-work police officers who refuse to get vaccinated. We're going to go around the state harassing and scaring poll workers, clerks. For what? The Legislative Audit Bureau just came out with yet another audit the other day. No indication of fraud that would have changed the election in any respect. They made a few suggestions going forward about guidance to clerks in filling in the addresses of wives who witnessed their husband's signatures and vice versa. And they put their address, the only house they live in, one time instead of two. Okay, fine. Do that. And you want some guidance on how many drop boxes and where they are? Great. Do that. But there was absolutely no showing of fraud that had any impact on the election at all. But LeMahieu wants some of this action, some of that good, sweet taxpayer money. These legislators have not gotten a raise in a long time. They don't make very much money. And with per diem, maybe they make 70 grand a year. I'm not belittling that. That's a good amount of money. But, you know, they're traveling. They're in Madison sometimes. And some of them work on the side. But they aspire to greatness. And they ain't great. Believe me, if you ever met them, they ain't great. They aspire to greatness. They don't make much money. But they have a kitty. They have a piggy bank that the Supreme Court says they can legally dip into, the Republican Supreme Court. Supreme Court shouldn't say that. They should say, you want to do one of these political things, you go to Eline down in Illinois, go to Diane Hendricks in Beloit, go to the Waltons in Arkansas, the remaining Koch brother. This is chump change to them. This is petty cash to them. But Len LeMahieu is going to want at least 680. And the truth of the matter is that Voss doesn't limit it at 680. He said, I don't read the invoices, but if they keep coming in, I'll pay him. And everybody out there thinks he's a Republican. They go, we're for fiscal responsibility. You swallowed Foxconn. You swallowed turning back $1 billion from Medicare. Medicaid. You swallowed $1 billion back for trains of our federal tax money. And now you give a blank check to Voss and LeMahieu to hire simpletons to go around, scare clerks, and appease Trump. And you don't demand that that be done out of Republican Party money? Are you kidding me? Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, I heard the word invoices, and that got my ears, activated. And because I was an auditor, part of my career and working for the state was auditing invoices and that kind of thing. And you have to, if they're not auditing this stuff, what it is just ridiculous, because who knows what the heck they're actually putting invoices in for. I mean, who knows at this point in time? I mean, every penny of that money should be getting an eyeball looked at, what they're paying out. This is just a slush fund for paying Gableman, that whatever the heck he's going to make, what is $11,000 a month? for this, that for you know, he gets to tool around with expenses paid and you know, bully people like he probably dreamed of doing, you know, when he was in high school and grade school, you know, pushing people around and making people do his bidding, and that and we got, you know, bullying cops probably that are you know, tapping their sidearm when they're, you know, looking at these people and intimidating them, and I don't know for sure on that, but you don't need armed tactical officers going around with, you know, somebody doing an audit. I mean, of the elections. I don't understand that at all. I mean, that what is the excuse for having to have police officers with you,
right,
armed officers with you doing this stuff?
Right. You know, Mark, we have to go to a break, but I'm really glad you called because you have auditor experience. And I think what I take away from what you said corroborates everything we've been talking about. A prudent officer is not going to pay an invoice without looking at it and knowing what it's for. I mean, that gives rise to fraud. There's no transparency. It's a slush fund. Thanks an awful lot for calling in. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.